Good morning, and again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
各位早上好，我们奉主耶稣基督的名，祝大家的安。
And so we are before you once again to share with you some illustrations and something of the Word of God.
我们要跟各位分享神的话。
So this morning I've chosen the topic, Why Birth Defects, to illustrate Gospel Truth.
为了要说明婚姻的真理，今天我选了一个题目，就是为什么会生了残疾。
I'm sorry, I have some bad news for you.
我很抱歉，有不好的消息要告诉你。
Your newborn son has a birth defect.
你刚刚生下来的小孩子有先天性的残疾。
And there's nothing that modern medical science can do. I'm sorry.
现代的医学没有办法医治，我很抱歉。
What more heart-rending, tragic news could a new father or mother receive or have brought to them?
有什么样更伤心的、更悲惨的消息比这个消息带给这个新做父母的人更严重呢？
And again, how many parents have heard this very tragic news?
而且有很多的父母听到过这样不好的消息。
Your son is born blind or deaf or crippled or mentally retarded.
你的小孩子生下来就瞎眼或者是瘸腿，或者是有其他的残疾，或者是心智上发育不全。
Every year in the United States, these words or similar words are heard by the parents of over 250,000 children who are born with birth defects.
每一年，在美国有25万个婴孩的父母会听到这样的话，或者近似于这样的话。
Dr. Kenneth A. Burkow is the chief of pediatrics in Long Beach, California.
Burkow 医生，他是加州长岛医院的小儿科主治大夫。
And he said that one out of every 14 children born in the United States presently has a is defective.
他说每14个在美国出生的小孩子里面有一个生来就是残疾的。
Every year, 500,000 babies are killed outright before they are born by congenital defects.
在美国差不多每一年呢有500,000婴孩在没有生下来以前就胎死腹中。
And a quarter of a million survive to be born with significant defects.
有250,000个婴孩生下来有残疾，有很显著的残疾。
Of these 60,000children and adults die annually from the birth deformities.
在这许多250,000婴孩里面有60,000个，有的是婴孩，有的是成人，每一年都死于生来的残疾病。
The only plague striking more Americans is heart disease.
在美国比这个更有杀伤力的疾病只有一种，那就是心脏病。
Birth deformity is really the second greatest destroyer in the United States.
因此啊，生来残疾这种病是在美国第二个居第二位具有杀伤力的毁灭者。
Every 2 minutes in the United States, a baby is born with a serious defect.
每2分钟，美国就有一个生来残疾的婴孩出世。
It must be noted that in comparing other nations, certain other nations classify congenital deformities, not necessarily including all of what is called a birth defect in the United States.
我们还要 有一点要指出来的，就是在别的国家里面所称的先天性的畸形，并不包括美国人所生的所讲的这种生来残疾在内。
Generally speaking, a birth defect as defined in the United States, may be called a structural or metabolic disorder present at birth.
所以在美国，那么生来残疾呢，可以这样子下一个定义，那就是在身体的结构上面或者形态上面长得不完全。
Whether genetically determined or as a result of environmental influence during embryonic life.
不管是因为先天性的遗传所决定的，还是由于环境影响所造成的，这种先天性的遗传或者是环境的影响是在怀胎的初期。
And so this definition may include more in the statistics of United States versus other nations.
所以这个统计数字啊，就会把美国跟别的国家所讲的那种生来残疾与先天性的畸形呢之间的差额包括进去了。
More than 300,000 babies are born premature every year.
在美国，每一年差不多有300,000早产的婴孩。
They have 2 to 4 times more serious birth defects than a full-term infant.
在这300,000婴孩里面，有2倍到4倍之多啊，是有生来残疾病的。比较那些发育完全的来讲，
premature birth is connected with 44% of all infant deaths.
在美国婴孩夭折的百分比里面呢，这个早产的婴孩呢占44%。
If you take the nations that have good health care and list them in order of the number of deaths of babies per 1,000 infants born, United States comes at the level of number 16 on the list.
假如我们要就着国家采取一切防止的手段，让那些婴孩不至于夭折，在这一件工作上面呢，美国排名是在第16位。
And you'd be interested in knowing that Taiwan is in 12th place, in contrast to the United States down in the 16th place.
各位也许愿意知道，台湾比美国排名要稍微在前面一点，就是它防止的效果比美国更好，那就是台湾呢是排第12位。
The Taiwan birth death rate is 20.2 per 1,000.
台湾每1000个人里面呢有20.2个小孩是夭折的。
Now below Taiwan, in increasing number of deaths, is France, Canada, East Germany, and then the United States.
那么在台湾下面呢，有法国，有加拿大，有东德，然后是美国。
Switzerland, is the nation at the very top with the least number of deaths.
在防止婴孩夭折这件事上，瑞士是排名第一。
Well, what are the causes of birth defects?
生来残疾又是什么原因？
Maybe we should list the major factors.
我们应该把这些主要的原因列举出来。
Now, first is the familial inheritance of a defective gene.
第一个就是遗传基因的家族遗传。
This very week, 2 days ago, a mother came into our clinic and brought her 2 children.
2天以前，有一个母亲带着她的2个小孩到我的诊所里来看病。
And the oldest daughter had strange-looking eyes.
她的大女儿这个视线呢，很奇怪。
This is a foreigner who brought her 9-year-old daughter in, and the eyes of this girl were very unusual.
那么这是一个外国人，他带来的女孩只有9岁，她的眼睛呢 是很特别。
So I decided not to say anything about it.
因此呢，我决定呢，不暂且不表示意见。
And after I finished examining the 9-year-old, I turned to the 5-year-old daughter.
当我检查过了九岁的那个女孩以后，我又再看她五岁的女孩。
And I noticed that on the second girl, the little fingers of both hands turned way in, like.
那么我就注意到一件事情，就那个妹妹啊，她的小指头有一点向里面弯曲。
And I looked at her toes, and there was skin between the two toes, that they were webbed toes.
那么我就看她的脚趾，她的脚趾啊在。两个这个分叉的地方啊，由这个皮把它连起来了。
And so I said to the mother, "How many more children are you going to have?"
那我就问她的母亲呢，你还预备生多少小孩
？Oh, she says, "I have one more, and I'm not going to have any more."
她说，我再生一个以后啊，就不希望再生了。
She says, "The last one is in the hospital now."
她说，最后一个现在住在医院里面。
And that's a 5-month-old baby that was born with a cleft lip.
那是一个五个月大的婴孩，他是贴嘴唇。
And so each one of these children in their family has inherited a defective gene.
所以我们注意到这个家庭里面每一个小孩啊，都有遗传性的那个家族的那个基因，这个遗传基因呢、啊。
Now I want to demonstrate what a defective gene is.
我要给各位看呢，这个残缺基因是什么。
And so I'm going to put on some gloves.
我要戴一个手套。
Not because my hands are cold.
并不是因为我手怕冷。
But I want to show you what a defective gene can do.
那我要告诉各位，这个残缺的基因呢，会有什么样的影响。
I don't think you'll guess what I'm going to do.
我不认为你们晓得我会做什么。
Now this is an illustration of a defective gene.
这是我们为了要说明残缺基因呢，要做的一个这个表演。
Now this cat has a tail that's very strange.
这个猫有一个尾巴。非常奇怪。
This tail is bent at the end.
这个猫的尾巴在尖尖上面是弯到里面的。
This was an inherited defective gene.
这是先天性的这个残缺基因的遗传。
The mother and the father had that gene, and so this cat and brothers and sisters also have a bent tail.
因为这个猫的母亲。跟他的父亲呢有这种残缺基因，所以这个猫跟他哥哥弟弟妹妹姐姐都是有这样的这个残缺基因传下来。
you know most cats have green eyes.
你们知道大多数的猫啊都是绿眼睛。
when we talk about persons having cat eyes, we say they generally have green eyes.
那么我们假如说有一个人呢，他有猫的眼睛呢，我们就说他有绿眼睛。
But this cat has blue eyes.
但是这个猫的眼睛呢是蓝的。
And so again, this is an inherited characteristic of this kind of a cat.
这个猫呢也是从它的遗传基因呢得到这样的眼睛的颜色。
So that is what we call a genetic transference of characteristics.
那么这个就是我们讲的一种遗传性的特征。
And that's probably one of the most important reasons for changes.
这是这个改变呢最重要的一个原因，就是这个残缺的原因。
Now there's another reason for changes that occur.
还有另外一个原因。
Drugs, including overdoses of vitamins, cause this kind of change.
那就是药物啊所带来的这种改变。这个药物里面呢，包括过量的服用或者注射维他命剂。
Now sometimes Virus infections during pregnancy can change the baby that's being formed.
还有就是在怀孕的时候啊，这个预过性病毒也能够影响婴儿的改变。
If a mother gets a German measles during the time she's carrying her baby, often these babies will have heart defects.
那假如一个母亲呢在怀孕期间她有德国麻疹的话，那么她的小孩子呢通常都是会有心脏性的先天性的疾病。
A fourth reason can be radiation or x-rays. They can produce genetic dislocation and mutation.
那么还有第四个原因呢，就是辐射线或者是照射 X 光，这种辐射线呢可以能够带来遗传的这个基因换位，或者是缺陷，或者是突变。
Some feel that malnutrition during pregnancy is also responsible for changes.
还有人认为在妊娠期间营养不良也是对这种生来残疾要负责任的一个原因。
A Harvard biochemist said that any drug a pregnant mother takes will affect her baby in some way or another.
哈佛大学有一位生物化学家，他说过，一个孕妇她要服用任何药物都会给她的小孩子带来不良的影响。
Dr. Valli said women often take drugs before they realize that they're pregnant.
有一位Valli 医生他讲过，这个做母亲的孕妇她会不知不觉的就服用了药物。
Early pregnancy is the time that the fetus is most susceptible to drugs.
在怀孕的早期，胎儿呢是最容易受伤害的。
In Europe, there was a sleeping pill that was developed and sold on the market.
在欧洲有一种安眠药在市场上很销路很广。
Before they were allowed to sell it, they tested it with many, many experimental animals.
当这种药物上市以前，那么卫生当局啊特别拿这种药物做动物实验。
This drug, thalamide, had no effect on the animals or the animals' babies.
这个安眠药叫 thalidomide， 它对于那些动物啊没有什么坏的影响。
But when human babies were born, they came along with no arms and sometimes no legs.
但是当成人呢要服用这种药，他们的小孩长出来，那么不是缺手就是断脚。
So animal experiments are not so reliable.
因此啊，这个动物实验是不十分可靠的。
Now doctors have found that there are chromosomal changes that take place with people who use LSD.
有些医生发现了那些服用迷幻药的人也会带来染色体的破损。
A doctor at George Washington University studied 75 of these women who are using that drug.
在华盛顿大学有一位医生，他找了75个妇人服用迷幻药的。
And after studying the genes, he discovered that more than 50% had changes in the genetic composition.
他检查了这75个服用迷幻药的妇人以后，就发现呢，差不多有50%以上那些遗传基因呢，发生了变化破损。
X-ray exposure to the fetuses can cause birth defects such as crippling, impaired vision, and mental retardation.
在怀孕期间，胎儿如果照射 X 光的话，它也会带来视觉不好，或者是瘸腿，或者是心智发育不全的毛病。
The number of deaths from leukemia and from other cancers children who have been exposed to X-ray is 40% higher than the normal population.
死于这个血癌的，就是白血球过多症，以及其他癌症的 婴孩要比别的这个婴孩啊死亡率要高40%。
Now I've listed four or five important reasons for birth defects.
我已经举出了这个生来残疾的五个原因。
First is the genetic inheritance.
第一个是家族的遗传基因。
And secondly is drug intake.
第二个是药物所带来的影响。
Viruses or infections.
还有就是滤过性病毒。
X-ray radiation.
还有辐射线照 X 光。
And malnutrition.
还有营养不良。
The one that, if one takes precautions, one can usually avoid some of these and prevent some of these problems.
假如啊，人有适当的预防，可以把这些眼睛能看得见的问题消灭无形。
But what about the genetic mutations that are passed on from one generation to the next generation?
但是那些遗传基因的换位是从一代传到另一代的，是我们眼睛不能看得到的，怎么办呢？
Maybe you've heard of the famous disease of the kings of Europe.
也许你们听到过，在欧洲有许多君王，他们得到的一种很有名的病。
Hemophilia is a bleeding disease.
那就是血友病，这个血的血，朋友的友，这种血友病呢，就是流血不止的病。
And it was prevalent, common among the kings of Europe because of inbreeding in the families.
这种病呢，在欧洲帝王之间很流行。为什么原因呢？因为他们都是近族啊，通婚的。那么这种血缘上面的近族繁殖啊，就会造成这个结果。
Once the egg becomes fertilized, the genetic composition is fixed and there's nothing one can do.
那么当卵一旦受精了，这个遗传基因呢就已经决定好了，没有人可以有办法改变它。
The genetic template is determined and the future of that individual is already fixed.
这个遗传的模型呢决定了将来没有人可以改变它。
Now friends, this morning I want to tell you some sad news.
各位亲爱的朋友，今天我要告诉你们一个很不好的消息。
We are all suffering from a genetic defect.
我们都有生来残疾的病。
The human race has had something happen drastically to our chromosomes.
我们人类的染色体在很久以前发生了很严重的问题。
And this defect has been passed on to each succeeding generation.
这种残疾代代相传，一直传到你我身上。
We may not be aware of this defect in our makeup.
我们也许不知道我们有这样的疾病。
But I want to explain it to you this morning.
但是我在今天早上愿意解释给大家听。
Romans 5:12 in this passage in the New Testament may not be aware of this defect in our makeup.
我们也许不知道我们有这样的疾病。
But I want to explain it to you this morning.
但是我在今天早上愿意解释给大家听。
Romans 5:12 in this passage in the New Testament, it tells us about the law of inheritance of defective genes.
罗马书第五章第十二节就把这段遗传基因所造成的一种定律告诉了我们。
Wherefore, as by one man, it says, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death is passed upon all men, for all have sinned.
那节圣经告诉我们说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
How did this come about?
怎么会有这样的事？
What happened?
出了什么样的事？
Maybe you remember the statement of the facts in the book of Genesis.
你们也许会注意到创世纪所讲的一件事情。
God told Adam, who was the first man, that he could eat of any of the fruits of the garden except one tree.
神对人类的始祖亚当说，在神的伊甸园里面，各样的树上的果子，他都可以 随意吃，只有一棵树他不能吃。
He warned Adam not to disobey. He warned Adam not to disobey.
他警告亚当不要悖逆。
Or, as a result of that disobedience, a genetic mutation would take place.
否则，如果他不听话的话，就会带来一个结果。什么结果呢？就是遗传基因的换位。
And that mutation would affect all of Adam's posterity.
这种突变呢，会传给亚当的所有后裔。
Adam was warned that that very serious dislocation of the genetic template would result in disease and death.
亚当呢，是受到过这样的警告，就是这种遗传的模型会给后来带来很严重的这个基因的换位。
Adam ingested that forbidden fruit.
但是亚当吃了。
And so did his wife.
不可吃的禁果。
And so did his wife.
他的妻子亦复如是。
And this resulted in a permanent dislocation of the human chromosomal pattern.
这个就带来了人类染色体一个很严重的换位，就是位置错乱。
All men die.
所有的人都死了。
That's a physical death.
这是身体上的死。
But the Bible says that we are already dead spiritually.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们每一个人在灵里面都已经死了。
That means that we've been separated from the life and the fellowship of God.
那个意思就是我们人与神的生命与交通隔绝了。
One does not have to go very far to prove these statements.
我们用不着费很多的时间来证明这句话。
You do not have to teach a baby to throw a temper tantrum.
你用不着教小孩怎么样发脾气。
Even before they're able to talk, you can see the evil nature of man being displayed.
在他们没有会说话以前，就可以看到人的恶性在他们身上流露出来。
Let's leave our own experience and go to the ancients.
我们把我们自己的经历放在一边，来看看古人如何。
Xun Guang, more commonly known as Xun Qing, was not very much behind Mencius.
孟子以后不久，有一个人，他的名字叫荀况，那么更多的人晓得他叫荀卿。
He said to have borne offices in the government in Qi and Chu.
他曾经在齐国与楚国出过事，做过官。
And at one time, Li Si, the prime minister of Shi Huang Di, was a pupil of his.
那么李四就是秦始皇的宰相，曾经一度做过他的门生。
Now I want you to listen as Brother Tong reads what he had to say about the nature of man.
我现在要请唐弟兄把荀况所写的一段话，就是有关人性的一段话，念给大家听。这是荀子他讲的：人之性恶，其善也无也；今人之性甚而有好利焉，顺势故争夺生，而辞让无焉。这个王杜如。甚而有忌恶焉，顺势故残则生，而忠信无焉。然则从人之性，顺人之情，必出于争夺，可与泛愤乱理而归于暴。
So he says the nature of man is basically evil.
他说人的性呢，在基本上是恶的。
The good that you see in man is not real, is factitious.
你在人身上所看到的善就是好，那不是真的，是假的。
There belongs to it, and that is the nature of man, the even at birth, the love to gain.
所以人的性呢，就是欢喜贪利。
And as actions are in accordance with this, contentions and robberies grow up.
因此，顺理成章的就有增进，就有豪取强夺。
And self-denial and yielding to others is not to be found in the nature of man.
因此呢，这个辞让就不讲究了，就没有了。
There belongs to it envy and dislike.
他们有的就是恨恶，就是记恨。
And as actions and are in accordance with these, violence and injuries spring up.
于是顺理成章的忠诚。残暴这个不好的事就发生了。
Self-devotedness and faith are not to be found.
忠诚信实就再也找不到。
And thus it appears to follow man's nature and yield obedience to his feelings will assuredly conduct to contentions and robberies.
那么这样呢我们要是随着人的性子顺着人的情绪那么就一定啊会有争取这个争竞与豪取强夺的事发生。
It will lead to the violation of duties belonging to everyone's lot and the confounding of all distinctions.
那么最后呢结果一定是不守本分犯分乱理。
Until the final state, the final issue will end up in a state of savagism.
最后就归于残暴。
So our own personal experience has taught us that there are genetic malformations in the nature of man.
所以我们个人的经历告诉我们有先天性的畸形在人性里面。
And the experience of the ancients tell us the same thing.
我们古人他们的经历亦复如是也是这样。
Now the Bible is the word of God.
圣经就是神的话。
And it clearly states that this defect has been transmitted down in each successive generation.
那么这本圣经告诉我们呢，我们人的这种恶性也是一代一代的相传下来。
Romans 5:17 says, "By one man's offense, death reigned by one."
在罗马书第五章十七节告诉我们，因一人的过犯。死就因这一人做了王。
Death does not exclude anyone.
那么死是每一个人都不会被免除的。
No one is excluded or exempt from death.
没有一个人可以不死。
And so that in itself is the proof that something desperately has gone wrong with the human race.
所以这件事本身呢，就证明了我们人类除了很严重的问题。
But I have some good news for you this morning.
但是我在今天早上有好消息告诉各位。
God is interested in you.
神对你有兴趣。
And he's interested in your malformation.
神对于你的缺陷有兴趣。
He's concerned about our propensity to sin and to walk in darkness.
他关心我们犯罪的那种癖好。他关心我们在黑暗里面行走。
He wants to have an opportunity to change our destiny.
他希望有一个机会来改变我们的命运。
He does not do that by trying to patch up the deformity.
他不是用整形的方法来把我们的残疾改变好。
He does not say, well, that's just too bad. It doesn't matter.
他不是这样说啊，这个很糟糕，但是没有很大的要紧。
We will just overlook your problem.
啊，我们啊，把你的问题放在一边好了。
God doesn't say that.
神不这样讲。
Not at all.
不是这样讲。
He wants to change your nature by a very drastic and only way that he's able to do that.
那么他要用一个方法，也只有这个方法，这是他所能做的方法。
He does that by starting all over from scratch.
他要从起跑线从头跑起。
He begins anew.
他要重启炉灶。
He is able to bring about a new creation within your own self, a new nature.
他能够在你里面创造一个新造出来。
He calls it the new nature.
他称这个为新造。
And the process he calls it new birth.
这个新造的过程呢就是重生。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17 we read, Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, behold all things are become new.
哥林多后书 第五章十七节告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
In Romans 5:17, we read this.
在罗马书第五章十七节。
For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they that receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, even Jesus Christ.
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
Now verse 19 says this.
在罗马书第五章十九节这样说。
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
因一人的悖逆，众人成了罪人；照样，因一人的顺服，众人也成为义了。
You see, we lost so very much when Adam failed.
各位要从这件事看出来，我们在亚当失败的时候，我们失掉很多很多东西。
And we all inherited his evil nature.
我们从他所承袭的呢，就是一种恶性。
Now God has sent a new Adam. He's the head of a new race.
神又差遣了一个新的亚当，他就是人类新的一个始祖。
And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的名字就是耶稣基督。
The scripture talks about the first Adam who failed.
圣经讲到头一个亚当失败了。
And then it talks about the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gained the victory.
那圣经也告诉我们，幕后的亚当就是耶稣基督，他得胜了。
He's the father of a new creation of men and women.
他是新造的男女之父。
And by the Lord's obedience, we all can gain what we lost through our original father.
由于耶稣基督他的顺服，我们都在我们始祖里面所失掉的那些东西，通通又得回来。
But do not forget it was given to us through grace.
但是不要忘了，这是出于神的恩惠，我们才得到的。
That means that it's the free, unmerited favor of God the Father.
这个就表示这是神，这是天父，他所给我们的一种白白的恩典，是我们不配得的恩典。
And he did that by sending his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world.
他接着把耶稣基督差遣到世界上来，把这种恩典赐给你我。
That whosoever should believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The defective abnormality and the subsequent serious disastrous consequences of that inheritance can be corrected by a new birth.
我们残缺性的这种先天性的残缺以及它的不良后果都可以借着重生得到改变。
You need God's substitution of the new life genes planted into your own heart.
你需要神所赐给你的这种代替，什么代替呢？就是生命基因的一种代用品。
And you can have this by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你可以借着信耶稣基督得到这种生命的基因。
And then you don't have to fear the results of your original inheritance.
然后你就不必再害怕你从始祖那个地方所承受的那种产业的后果。
You can have the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ.
你可以从耶稣基督得到永生的赏赐。
Because of the tremendous work that he has done to accomplish this.
由于他所做的那个奇妙的工作完成了这件工作。
He paid the price for sin.
他为罪付出了代价。
He died on the cross for your sin and for my sin.
他在十字架上为你的罪，为我的罪死了。
And then God raised him from the dead on the third day.
然后神在第三天使他从死里复活。
He's the triumphant Lord over death.
他是胜过死亡的主。
He overcame death.
他战胜了死亡。
He's the originator of a new race.
他是新的这个人类的一个创始者。
And this new race has no genetic birth defects.
这个新族在没有生来的残疾。
Now the destiny of that new race is to have fellowship with God.
这种新族的他们的终极目标就是与神有交通。
And that fellowship is to be now.
这种交通是现在就有的。
And then we're to reign with him forever eternally.
然后我们又要永远与他一同作王。
Isn't that a wonderful news?
这个是不是一个很奇妙的消息？
Isn't that great news to hear about something that affects all of us?
这件事是不是能够我们听到对我们都有好影响的一个消息？
The word of God considers us as dead spiritually.
圣经把我们人都看成在灵里已经死透的人。
But the Lord of life can bring you into newness of resurrection life.
但是生命的主可以把我们带入复活的生命。
You cannot afford to leave this matter undecided today, dear friends.
你在今天不能够让这件事还不做一个决定。
Just turn to the Lord Jesus in simple faith and tell him your own need.
你们回转到主耶稣的面前来，告诉他你们的需要。
Ask him to bring about the new creation in your own heart.
求他把新造放在你的心里。
He is faithful and will respond to your requests.
他是信实的，必定会很快的答应你的祷告。
And you can do that just now.
你现在就可以这样做。
Just turn to the Lord Jesus in faith and ask him to be your savior.
回转耶稣，相信他，求他做你的救主。
And thank him for his great gift of the new genes of eternal life.
感谢他把永生的基因赐给你们。天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你让我们今天早上能够奉你儿子耶稣基督得胜的名，在这个地方传讲你的生命之道。主啊，我们本来都是生来残疾的，因为我们里面有残缺的基因，但是今天早上你让我们知道一个好消息，就是你的儿子接着在十字架上的死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，他把永生的基因传给我们，使我们靠着这个基因得回我们在亚当里面所失去的，让我们成为一个新造的人。主啊，我们为这件事感谢你。在我们中间如果还有人没有得到这种生命的基因的，我们求主你现在感动他，让他愿意在今天早上就做这样一个重要的决定，把他生来的残疾能够交给你，让你来改变他，让你来矫正他。主啊，把今天早上来到你面前的人都仰望在你的手里，求主你与我们每一位同在，你帮助还没有接受你的人，你让他受感动，你的灵就在这个时候在他心里做工，你对他讲话，让他晓得这件事的重要。主啊，我们感谢你在十字架上所成就的功劳，我们愿荣耀颂赞权柄都归给你，直到永永远远。祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿们。